the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
I ain't crying for their asses. I ain't shed no tears for them. mean, I ain't crying either. I mean, my thing is get y'all ass up there and play. Y'all getting mad. I mean, y'all living in a whole other tax bracket away from the rest of the world damn near.
I know, man. They crying about money.
Get your ass up there and play.
Hey. They ain't making enough. They ain't making enough to feed their family, man. You know, $220,
really?
That ain't enough to feed my family.
$220,000. What's that, like every 2 weeks or some shit like that? Like a
check?
Yeah,
that's every 2 weeks. They get paid every 2 weeks.
So you mean tell me I got to, yeah, all right. Anyway.
But if you add it up, though, man, that's $440,000 a month, dude. That's a lot of money, man.
Exactly. Too much motherfucking money for a motherfucker to be crying.
Look at motherfuckers like Kobe and LeBron, man. Them dudes is missing millions of checks, man. They estimated Kobe missing like 3-something million per month. As long as the season don't go, he losing 3-something million a month. A month. That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, but I mean, shit. That motherfucker still spending money from his first contract. I mean, he's set. He ain't worried about it.
Dude, you be worrying about $3 million a month too, man. I don't give a fuck how much money you got, man. That's a lot of money to miss.
Yeah, I understand that. But think about it. He just got like a $120 million endorsement deal from Nike or some shit like that. Come on, man. I mean, he ain't hurting.
No, he ain't hurting, but I bet you he missing that shit.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
He had to go take that Lamborghini back. You know what I mean? My thing is, think about the rookies. They just spent all that money and they ain't got no money. But you know they done already spent their first contract already, buying houses and shit. Because you know a motherfucker gonna sell it to them just because they're in the NBA. They ain't got nothing coming in.
The motherfuckers are struggling. I don't feel sorry for Kobe, no. Because shit, they got it. Him and LeBron, they got it. They can walk away from the game and don't get paid another dollar right now and will be rich for the rest of their lives.
I agree. But hey, fuck
them. It is. It is what it is.
I got 2K12, so I'm going to get my basketball anyway.
There you go. Janae, what's happening, baby?
Hello.
Sheena?
How are you? I'm here.
What's the goings on?
Nothing.
What's happening?
What's up?
Doing my hair.
Doing your hair?
Yeah.
You going to be in a bunch of forehead.
No,
that.
I'm not.
Right. When you hear that sizzle in the head, holler, oh, shit. Know something happened. What's been going on with you, baby? How things been floating around?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, so, hey, check this out. We got this, we got a new comedy skit coming to Sand City tonight. Tonight. Brand new comedy skit called Clubbing.
Okay.
All right. Your boys acting complete and utter fool on this.
I'm sure.
I'm going on record to say that this is some of our finest work that we done put together. I'm going to go on record to say that much, that this is one of our finest works that we done put together. What you think, Timer?
I think it's pretty good. I think it's damn good. If a motherfucker don't find it funny, I don't know what to say, man.
I mean, we got it in.
What about clubbing? Like, what about it? What about clubbing? Like, what is it about? Can you tell me or you want to just wait and play it?
All right, well, I'll give you this much. Now, everybody goes to the club, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody goes to the club, everybody do their thing. But now, you know, you usually see what happens once they're in the club. You never really see what happens or hear about what happens on their way to the club.
Oh, okay.
So that's all I'm gonna give you. I'm just gonna give you that little bit right there. And like I say, tonight we're gonna air for the first time. Hey, hoping everybody love it. I mean, we really, we took our time on this. We really, we really brought it together. And hopefully, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if everybody like it, there's gonna be more on the come. Like I say, we're doing it. We're gonna do it big, baby. We're gonna blow up like the motherfucking mob. That's what's up. Big Mike, what's happening?
You dog, I can't call it, man. I'm just waiting on showtime.
Oh man, you know what we're gonna do, man. We're gonna do that, man, like I'll just tell it today. Oh, we got it on lock, baby. We got it on lock.
Yeah, then you're for a good show.
I'm gonna put it to you like this: since they ain't putting no new episodes of the Boondocks on, hey, we next best thing.
You got that right. They gonna like it, dog. They gonna love it.
That's what's up, dog. I'm telling you, man. This is us all day long, man. I'm telling you, but check it, man. You know, this is a Tuesday, man. So before we actually get it aired, you know, we like to get everything out the way, man. You know what I'm saying? Anything y'all care to share about anything real quick? Big Mike, anything on your mind, man?
Nah, man, nothing that I want to put out tonight. You know what's on my mind.
Oh, yeah. We're going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, like,
you You say
when
what now?
Monkey, when that monkey on your back, he on your back.
It's a bitch to shake him loose. Janine, what's been going on with you? You know, Janine, you've been kind of quiet on us lately. You didn't let me finish, woman. Now, you know, Hood Tuesday, you usually just sit back and listen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying?
You guys
have the rest of your stuff on and... So I just be listening.
Okay, well, see, I'm talking to you right now. What's going on, baby? What's been happening?
I've had an interesting week. It's been cool, though.
Your interesting weeks. We know what your interesting weeks consist of.
What's that?
You say what now?
I said, and what's that? There's always sex involved, but...
Right, exactly. That's the whole point. We trying to figure out. You know, this Sin City, anything goes.
Uh-huh.
So what happened?
I don't know. Ask you guys a question. Have y'all ever been to a woman where y'all felt like y'all entering into her uterus? You know, like the cervix part. Do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had that all the time. I had that problem going on all the time.
Well, I'm an exclusion. I'm asking this. You're going to exclude you.
I'm just saying. Big Mike, what about you, dog?
I'm still tripping off the question. Hey, I've been lost at words when she asked it. I'm like, damn.
God damn. Let's say you couldn't even ask the question. You still tripping on it.
I'm trying to think.
I forgot you ain't talking to me.
I'm not talking to you.
No, should we just
all right, what?
I thought y'all just tripping when y'all say something like, boy, you trying to read my pelvis or something, you know.
No, we be serious.
I'm like, we be like, oh, girl, damn, girl. I'm like, damn, boy, you in the pelvis. I thought that was y'all say.
But I thought that's what you would classify as one of those pleasurable pains.
It's pleasurable, but it depends on the person and how hard he's hitting it. Like, if you continue to hit that same spot, it's really going to hurt. It's really going to hurt. You know how sometimes some people move around and they don't just continually hit that spot? But, you know, some people feel that spot, and they just continually hit it because they can feel that opening.
They can feel that opening
right there. You feel what I'm saying?
Bang, 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 bang. All day long, just bang, 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 bang.
Okay. All right, check it out. We got my girl on the line. Miss Butter, what's happening, baby? Miss Butter, baby.
How y'all doing?
What's going on?
Not much. I miss y'all.
I miss you too, baby. Long time. I know where you're from.
I know, right?
Did you get my fan request?
No. You ain't trying to be my friend, boo.
Yes, I did. Because I was trying to send you a message.
I'm going to have to check that out. I'm going to have to check that out because I've been trying to send you something, too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm here, so.
Oh, you here?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Look at y'all. Now, we're waiting on my man Frank Thomas to call in. Frank, if you're on there, press 1, man. That's all we need. Waiting on my man Frank Thomas to come in. Like I say, y'all know it's Hood Tuesday. You know, we still gotta get them tracks in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, hold on, y'all.
Frank Thomas, what's good?
Yo, what's popping?
The game now.
What's been going on, man? Waiting on you to call.
Nah, man, I got caught up doing something else real quick. I'm good now.
Okay, so what's going down, man?
Me and my man, we was just working on this mixtape. We knocked it out in a week. We grabbed some old school beats, you know, people can get a feel for. Got a little bit of, you know, more current beats, and we got a couple of home beats. And we just basically just ramsacking the whole mixtape, killing every track, and I think it needs to be heard.
Okay, that's what's up. Now, check this out, dog. I was listening to a couple of tracks. We got a couple of your tracks to play, man. And now I get this New York type feel out of them tracks, man. I mean, was that what y'all was going for?
You get a who?
I get a New York type feel, that old school New York flavor.
not necessarily. I mean, we just kind of paying homage in a way. That's why we was going through some of their beats or whatever, you know what I'm saying, hitting it off kind of that way, but... Yeah, that's all it really was. I mean, we still got our own style, but, you know, just wanted to go back a little bit with it.
Okay, well, check this out, man. We're going to jump into this track, The Dope Game. So, hey, y'all, sit back, listen up. Man, Samo with Frank Thomas, The Dope Game, y'all. Keep it up.
Scotty, nigga, now you copy. See the shit that I'm kicking go deeper than karate. I'm the neighborhood pusher, all the bitches wanna top me. On supply with no consignment. Spot me when them 808s kicking. They think I'm bass flipping. The plan is pushing this shit like Ronald Ray's vision. 100% pure, more than your main dealer. So if you wanna taste, then you gotta pay, nigga. Tryna flood the hood with work like them paid niggas. Alpo, Richard, Ray and A niggas. Looking out for fam and my round away niggas. Not the best idol, but I motivate niggas. I'm 22 when I'm still slanging Doug Sacks. A 16 it is like a drug pack. Moving nicks on the tube like Doug and Rugrats. Why I sit and let my fun stack like a nigga in a dope gang. Flip raps like a nigga in a dope gang. Wait words like a nigga moving cocaine. Verse on freestyle moving whole thing. They say I fit like a nigga in a dope gang. Flip raps like a nigga in a dope gang. Wait words like a nigga moving cocaine. Verse on freestyle moving whole thing. Yo, stupid waves in my taper. Mind on my paper. Bitches on my dick like I'm starting for the Lakers. I done smoked 100 acres. I'm coughing up a lung while I'm getting to the funds. For my daughter and my son, won't beef, get a bun. We ran around with guns, pop tags and blow loud. That's what we do for fun. You ain't heard, I'm the one your baby mama talking about. Killing the booth, call the corner to chalk it out. Money, what I'm all about. Ain't no in between. A lot of huns and a gun in my denim jeans. Left the petty shit alone, I'm on to the bigger things. If you mad, now wait till you see me.
Like a nigga in a dope gang. Flip reps like a nigga in a dope gang. Wait words like a nigga moving cocaine. Verse on freestyle moving whole thing. They say I fit like a nigga in a dope gang. Flip raps like a nigga in a dope gang. Wait words like a nigga moving cocaine. Verse on freestyle moving whole thing.
I be getting high off my own supply. A couple tracks under my sleeve. You probably getting high if you listen to me. I think I got exactly what you need. My rhymes be the dope and I push weight like fat sex. Dope game get lonely. These niggas couldn't find me with my address. I'm outstanding. I feel like I lost my home key. My lines coke like drugs, rats at a probate. Or a lunch line at a dope house. Crackhead with his crack out at a concert full of cokeheads. Waiting in line to see Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. Boy, I'm something like that. That shit you kicking, yeah, it's something like rap. But this that real hip hop. I know you get that feeling. That's why all my fans had it like the room up in your ceiling. Cause they see a nigga shining from this dope that I be dealing, man.
Like a nigga in a dope gang. Flip raps like a nigga in a dope gang. Wait words like a nigga moving cocaine. Verse on freestyle moving whole thing.
They say I fit
like a nigga in a dope gang. Flip raps like a nigga in a dope gang. Wait words like a nigga moving cocaine. Verse on freestyle moving
hey,
whole thing.
Fuck that dope shit. My shit is suicide. Caught up in a twister, so it's do or die. Lady heroin in every line that the dude supply. These fire sad chats would've got Truman high. The boys shooting up like I was fire, but super white. Hold a dime of that, the super white. Like the ashy knees on the fiend. A super hype, give me a pen and a pad. Give me super high, you need it, I got it. I'm giving out the 2 for 5. These M&M's here really make you lose yourself. How you taking TVs, looking for a tuna melt. How a question marks that'll run to you for help. Yeah, it's from the kitchen, but it's going back to the shelf. I can't elaborate. More scales than the fish out the lake. I push the salt and pepper without the shake. Plant for dust here. How you sneeze and without a mate. I'ma make it without one. Lamping without a shade. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how we do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, we from Gary. Niggas who got that dope shit. I ain't saying no names. I ain't heard nothing. But we talking about these rhymes, baby. And we gonna keep it dope. You know what I'm saying? And we gonna kick it dope. And you motherfuckers is gonna love it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Frank Thomas and Famo. Now, they don't give you a New York feel with that song, man.
I mean, yeah, that was a New York beat, I think. That was from these Return of the Crooklyn Dodgers. I don't think that's
right. I mean, it took me back old school, man. That took me back when I was a shorty, man. I feel like doing that little side-to-side dance and rapping, moving my hands at the same time and shit. You know how they used to do back then. You know, right. That old Dodger thing shit, you know. But still, yeah. I mean, what's going on with this mixtape, man?
I mean, it's called Just In Case or whatever. It's on YouTube right now. You can just type in Famo and Frank Thomas and everything will pop up on there. I'm trying to get on a couple blog sites right now. This was just something me and my man, we was chilling and we was just wasting time. We figured, you know, we nice at this rap stuff. Let's just do a mixtape. And we started on it Monday night and finished it Friday night just on some humbug. So just, you know, kind of just like we got something to prove real quick and we're going to keep hitting people over the head.
Okay, that's what's up, man.
Right. Oh, hold on a second. Frank, what's up, man? Now, you know.
Hello?
Yo, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
this timer, man. What's up? Check this out,
this
man.
Who?
Now, you know, this the other co-host, man.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Listen, now you know I've been knowing you for a long time since you was a little shorty, so I know
right.
You're gonna be straight up and honest with me, all
right? Right.
What goes on in the studio, man? Other than the
music. You said what?
I said, what goes on in the studio other than music?
Oh, man, right now, just a lot of writing and working, man. That extra stuff ain't happening right now, if that's what you're thinking about.
All right, I had to ask. I'm going to get an honest answer from somebody.
Yeah. Sometimes we chilling and sometimes we working. We've been working recently, though, so that come out to the studio now.
All right, so now Frank, let me ask you this, man. Let me ask you. All right, let's just say, and we ask all the reps to come on here. If you had a chance, to put a super group, you know, of course, including yourself, and 9 times out of 10, we know you're gonna put your man Famo in there. But if you had a chance to put a super group together, straight out the Midwest, you got Sony, Def Jam, whatever. Hey, look here, you put together this super group. We're going to give you this $1 million deal, which probably ain't a lot in the rap game, but nevertheless, get your foot in the door, get your exposure. Who would that super group consist of?
I will, before I even get into the question or whatever, see, I ain't really planning on even going that route or trying to get like a major deal. I want to keep it underground, you know what I'm saying? I want to grind and come up, you know what I'm saying, off my own successes and failures, you feel me? But if I had to do a super group right now, I mean, Midwest. I mean, anybody we talking about?
Hey, anybody.
Anybody. Alright, well, you know, if you're going to put a super group together, of course I'm going to include myself. Like you said, I'm going to include my man Famo. I mean, not the Midwest. I mean...
Twister?
Can I grab Eminem, you know what I'm saying?
No, man.
I'll tell you what.
Frank, do it like this. We talking in Indianapolis, Chicago.
Okay. Just keeping it Indiana, first of all. I mean, if I could go back to free agent Rick Jill, I'd grab Rick Jill. I have to grab it. At least Twista, Do or Die, something like
thank
that.
You,
if I can.
Thank you.
Okay, let me get Twista in there. How many people in my group? We doing like Wu Tang? We doing like 8 niggas, or we just doing like 4
or 5? No, we gonna settle it like 4 or 5.
Who I say? Me, my man, Gibbs, Twista. I don't know. I know I'm forgetting somebody. I'm only thinking about the big names, but it's somebody I'm forgetting right now at the Midwest, I want to say. But,
okay.
I mean,
there ain't
got to
be no big name.
I tell you what. We're gonna give you a couple of minutes. We'll give you a couple of minutes to think about that. You got some more to go? Can you chill with us, Frank?
I'm chilling.
Okay, check it out. We're gonna give you a minute to think about that, Frank. But in the meantime, check this out, y'all. Me, boy, father time, along with shout out go to my man Kush too. We put together this project, man. Check this out. This is our new skit for Sin City. We got it going on, man. We hope y'all like it. Check this out. It's called Clubbing. I'm going to give y'all a brief little summary. Everybody always talking about what happens once they in the club. Now, what it is we trying to let y'all see what happened before y'all even get to the club. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, we're going to do it like this. It's your boy Cass, main man Father Times producing. Hey, got my man. Hey, my man Kush. Hey, y'all, check this out. Clubbing.
Yeah, that's right. We be clubbing. Everybody like when the girl shakes something. Nigga, don't pull nothing. We just bumping and banging like it ain't nothing wrong. Get your club on. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy Ace. I got a fucked up story for you bitches and motherfuckers. So sit back, bust your sack, and crack your yak. Cause these motherfuckers going clubbing. It's my boy Kaz's birthday. Shit, every day a nigga birthday like me. But let's get this motherfucker started. Cause they trying to get in the club. And I'ma tell y'all now, it's a big black motherfucker that's really gonna give them a hard motherfucker time. And it's gonna be like fighting a polar bear in the phone booth. But if they game tighter than mosquito pussy, they might just pull this off. Club.
Oh shit, it's my motherfucking nigga birthday. Damn. I hope this nigga just go to the fucking club tonight. Last shit, this nigga had that motherfucker at his grandma's house. His drunk ass uncle getting all fucked up, eating the chicken, then throwing the fucking chicken bones back in the fresh ass chicken. Fuck. Hello? What up, fuck boy?
Nigga, why the fuck you keep calling in private? Ain't no secret you live with your mama.
I know, nigga. These party line hoes keep calling and it's fucking with mom.
I thought you learned your lesson after that one old bitch. Wasn't she clocking like 70?
Myrtle was cool. What was wrong with her, fam?
Nothing besides that great rap she had.
Man, nigga, some men think that great shit sexy.
Who, Judas and Jesus? What about that ensemble she had on?
Come on now, you gotta admit, she was dressed up jiggy though, from head to toe, nigga. I'm talking about Doski, the Bonner, nigga, shades, baby fat jeans, apple bottom coat, nigga, motherfucker, stilettos.
Man, bitch look like an old ass teenager.
Old ass teenager, man, whatever, nigga. So, you gonna swoop a nigga or what?
Man, first I gotta grab my cousin, dog.
Alright, nigga. But you know what happened last time when them niggas jumped us with them damn dogs in that cold ass rainy alley?
Listen, was it bad? Did they?
What do you think, chump?
Damn, was it eating you?
A goddamn German Shepherd. That's what's eating me. Where was you?
I had to go back to the apartment because I forgot my raincoat.
You went to. This nigga went to get a motherfucking raincoat.
Son of a bitch!
What with that bitch?
Yeah, true, true. Goddamn it, this motherfucker calling now. I'm gonna hit you right back, dog. What up, dude?
What up, cuzzo? Well, since it's your birthday, I guess the nigga can go and have a drink with you.
Oh, shit, you gonna go and buy a nigga a drink?
Hell no, nigga. I said I'm gonna have a drink with you. I done sold all my stamps for the month.
Nigga, how you act like you doing me a favor and coming to drink with me? That a bitch?
Wait. Real talk, you got a toothbrush and some shoes I can borrow tonight? No, that bouncer dude be tripping.
Nigga, did you just ask me for a toothbrush?
Yeah, what?
Man, I gotta jump in the shower, man.
Yeah, nigga, because you know, nigga, we gonna kill him, motherfucker, tonight, cuz.
Yeah, you gonna kill him, I'm gonna kill him, but the club finna juke about 45 minutes, man. I ain't even got dressed yet.
Cuz.
What?
Let me hold down some of them little silk boxes.
Man, get your ass off the motherfucking phone, nigga. Bye.
I am some fire ass Kush here. Oh shit, I'm on. Alright, y'all, check this out. These motherfuckers headed to the club in a big sexy motherfucking navigator sitting on the 28th with speakers kicking like Jim Kelly and Enter the motherfucking Dragon. Whew, shit, let's see how this shit pans out.
God damn, nigga, this line going fast as fuck. I ain't never seen no shit like this at a club.
Damn, what's wrong with that nigga?
I don't know, nigga. He looked like he got to the pearly gates and Jesus showed his ass his track record.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. Damn, does that you smell like an old walk-in closet at a thrift store?
Probably. When I put on this shirt, something crawled in and bit me, man. Can I use some of your Gucci cologne in your truck, too?
For real. Gucci spray gonna kill the spider in your shirt. Go ahead, nigga. Here, bring my keys back.
I'm drunk right now, baby. But Raymond about to go to the truck, and he see these two punks who think they done struck they luck. Man, that's all fucked up.
Hey, nigga. Hey, look at that nigga right there sitting up with that motherfucking mayor.
Yeah, nigga, we need him tonight. We need to get that nigga right motherfucking now. Feel me?
Man, give me my damn keys.
Yeah.
There you go, man. Shit, my fault, man. Hey, I gotta take a piss, man. I ain't finna wait in this line, man. I'll be pissed on my damn self.
So why the fuck you just can't wait till we go inside the club? Damn.
Man, I don't know, man. I can't hold this, man. Shit. I got a weak blood, I think.
All right, nigga, you carry your ass tonight, Ali, if you want to. You better hurry your ass up, man, because this black-ass bouncer, he tripping.
Man, I'll be back, man. I'm just going to piss in this alley, man. I'm going to go piss by the truck. You don't mind about the left, do you?
Man, nigga, don't piss on my wheel.
Hey, nigga. Give me everything, nigga. Give me the keys to that motherfucking navigator and all the money in your motherfucking pocket. And you better not say you ain't got shit.
Well, you know what Raymond was thinking right about now.
Next.
Look here, nigga. I want them motherfucking keys.
Hey, check.
Yo.
We ain't getting nowhere with this motherfucker, man. You know what? He look like a street nigga. Hey, check this out, nigga. You know, we be on the block and them people come.
Right.
Shit, nigga. Whenever I got some shit to hide, I tuck that shit in my cheek.
Mm-hmm. Strip, nigga.
Nick.
Yeah, what's up with you, pimpin', man? What's the cover charge for this here thing, baby?
Can't get them dress shoes. Matter of fact, you should have brought me back new for us. I might as well let you in.
What you talking about, Pimp Jill,
man? Ain't that where you got them forces from, the gas station? Next! Ho-ho-ho! Denzel. What's up, Denzel?
What's going on, baby? You know, man, I appreciate the compliment, baby. You know what I'm saying? How much this cost, man?
Oh, you can't get in, though.
What? You just called me Denzel.
Well, you looking like Denzel from Glory. You should be looking like Denzel from Training Day. Next!
Hey, man, that's fucked up. These niggas still left this nigga in this damn alley.
Man, we done checked everywhere. And I mean everywhere.
Nigga, you feel like giving these keys up yet, nigga?
You know, I could say this is pretty much what Raymond's feeling like right about now.
I feel like going home!
Next.
I'm all the way from California, man. How you gonna tell me next? Look here, man, I don't say next twice.
Who the fuck you think you is talking about you don't say next twice? Nigga, who got the authority to say that?
Read the sign.
What sign?
Right there, 27.
I don't care where and when you from. Next is... Next, man, fuck you!
Next!
Yeah, man, I'm trying to get ahead. Bad, baby, I pay anything.
Man, you can't get in here with them shoes on. Them shoes are fat, dog.
You know what, man? Everybody keeps saying you a motherfucking dickhead, but you alright with me, man.
Yeah, like I said, man, them shoes is fat. PHAT. Probably hurting all your toes.
Next!
Oh, now that's real fucked up. They done left my boy down there for about 15 minutes, curled up like a baby with a big dick. Oh, shit. Shit finna get a little bit worse from Raymond. Here come a motherfucking punk walking down the motherfucking alley. Let's see what happens.
Oh, my understandable Jesus. I am fucked to the up. Ooh, what did I have? A coconut ammonia? Oh, my God. Call me SK because I must be dreaming. Look what I done found here. Huh? Looks like the damage is done. You can't get hit by a freight train twice. SOS! SOS! Who you be with? Who you be with? SOS! Beach. Beach. Stop yelling in my motherfucking ear. Beach, call for help. Go get my coon, Cass. Beach, help. Help! Quit calling out that distress signal. Beach. Say help, Beach. Don't nobody understand. Beach. Help. Beach, please help. Call out. Stop calling SOS. Don't nobody know what SOS means. Bitch Help. That's what it's called. Go to the line up there and get my coon cash. Okay? Cash.
That's a goddamn shame. Look how fast that boy running with them goddamn heels on.
Hello? Hello? I'm looking for cash. Cash! Cash! Come here. Give me a hand.
Hey, bitch, I don't know you. I ain't gonna be running amongst the fog with your motherfucking faggot ass. Bitch, you better tell me what the fuck you want now.
It's your cousin.
Who?
Raymond.
Oh, fuck. Shit, man. Let's go. Oh, come on. Let's go.
Now they want to go check on the nigga. Shit, ain't that a bitch? Motherfucking police done showed up. No damn well Cass ain't about to go in that alley with them damn police.
All right. Everybody stay calm. Did anyone see what happened?
Yes, I did, officer.
And what is your name?
My name is Twyman.
Okay. Twyman, did you see anything that happened?
Yes, I did, sir.
Motherfucking bitch! Keep going, sir. Please, keep going.
And they was just beating him and...
Oh, cocksucking ass snitch!
And I...
Don't suck my dick, bitch!
I can't work under this kind of pressure. I want to file sexual harassment.
I'm sorry. You can't file sexual harassment charges.
Then what the fuck am I doing here talking to you here?
Man, it's a damn shame. They're going to get them fags and rights one day. All right, y'all. Y'all tune in next week so we can see what the fuck happened. See if Twyman gave up the info, amongst other things. See what happened with Raymond. Check it out, y'all. Y'all know how we do it. We be calling.
What's up, y'all? We be calling.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, my.
What y'all think?
That was crazy.
That was hilarious.
You see.
So y'all think we should continue it? Y'all think we should continue the episode?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for
that
the second
stuck.
Part. Why you stuck?
Oh, man, y'all gotta wait next week to see what Twyman do.
I'm saying, because he was running down that alley with them heels on like a pro. He said, clack, 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 clack.
Hey. Frank Thomas, what you think about clubbing, man?
I was feeling clubbing, man. I was laughing. I had to mute the phone. I didn't want to laugh too loud. I didn't know if everybody could hear me.
Yes.
I went ahead and muted the phone, so I won't laugh too loud.
Oh, my goodness. That was crazy. He said mosquito potted a mosquito pussy.
Hey, you ain't got to be tight if you're tired of them mosquito pussy, baby.
I'm saying, damn. All right,
well, y'all got to tune in next week to hear what happened.
Big Mike, how you feel about that, man?
Been laughing since y'all... for me this weekend, man. That shit got me.
Hey, man.
Hey.
They done took the nigga draws off of. See, hey, that's why I'm glad I ain't loaning nigga my draws. Cause look, they done stripped him butt naked.
In the alley.
He got the business.
Hell.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Raymond felt like going home, man.
I'm saying.
He wanted to
go home. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. I feel like going home.
He saw his life flash before his eyes.
Well, he asked him how he feel. He feel like going home.
I know he did. But then... They sound a little rough. I'm scared for him. Poor baby.
Sound like y'all was at
Lamb Fair. Yeah, it do take you back from them Lamb Fair nights, don't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Hey, y'all got... y'all got to tune in next week, man. Y'all got to see what Twine is getting into, man. Him and hey, that bouncer, he hard on the motherfucker, ain't he?
I mean, damn, he didn't let nobody in. He said P-H-A-T. Probably hurting you, all of your toes. Damn.
No. Hey, man. Oh, hey, man. Hey, he was on one, man.
I see.
He said, oh, no, those house shoes were a fly woman.
Yeah, the flip-flops with a flower on top of it.
These
made dress shoes.
Shoot, this is all I got. I got these from the Chinese shop. Poor baby.
Yeah, he gotta be pretty hard. He wouldn't even let Denzel.
That would have been something to say. That would have been.
As teenagers.
Oh man, that would have been.
I mean, hey.
She had on everything from Dolce to apple bottom jeans and all that.
Oh, yeah, old girl was just to the nine with a 70-year-old ass.
Yeah, who that is?
Lord Jesus.
All right, okay, y'all. Hey, Frank Thomas, check it out, man. I got another cut on here from you, man. I got another cut, man. Not feeling this. I'm feeling this song, man. What is it? The Walking GI.
Right. That's all my man Famo right there. I think that's gonna be like a little anthem and whatnot, because he just pretty much showing everybody love. You know what I'm saying? Trying to bring that Gary back together stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. That's what's up. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that. Check it out, y'all. We're gonna go into this Walking GI. I'm on Frank Thomas, y'all.
Yo, pass that shit, nigga. To my niggas in the Bronx, and you don't stop. Concord, and you don't stop. Ivanhoe, and you don't stop. Terry Pound, and you don't stop. Bottom, and you don't stop. Fifth Block, and you don't stop. Hey, let me stop fucking around and get to the point. Another nigga from the ghetto who carried a torch, so bring the flame to me. Had a game moving, I stay attained, remain truly. All I do is maintain chief and bang groupies, making major moves for the niggas who gave the game to me. A different soundtrack, just the same movie. How we living down in GI, word to Wayne Cooley. If it's a crime to get mine, then you lame sue me. Acting like the 1st of February when the chain threw me. The stash box is a pack for your laptops. Fuck earning the key. Nigga, I'm breaking padlocks, putting shit together. Niggas call me Madlock, cause my shit vintage like Goldies and Ragtop. Shit I be dropping is ill, know the deal. Niggas with a thug, real thrill, gotta appeal. Bitch, nothing stopping the thrill. Trying to spot me a meal and set up like a chick that be knocked up with pills. Fam, it's more energy than talking product and kill. Cause these other niggas is clones and I'm a product for real. But niggas plotting to squeal, or they plotting to kill. So like Bishop, a nigga went and got me a steal off of the breakfast. Cause shit ain't stopping the meal, so pass the syrup like you popping a pill, nigga. It ain't an ass could give me. Just clearing these acting niggas so you can run and trash your Emmy. Nigga, pass the Henny and watch me mash with plenty. Joppy Joe, when you niggas ain't half as semi. Get it? You niggas have like semi. Good times and them fucking kids up like a sack and penny. From the land of the lost where niggas trapped for pennies and weak minded like a broke bitch flash infinity. Reporting live from GI, live in Rust City. In the cut like a buck 50. Fuck with me.
Like that.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a banger though.
Yeah, That was my man Famo. That, I mean, like, just hearing this dude, like, I'd be amazed because he younger than me. And when I say he a hip-hop head, I mean, he know, you know, Far Side. He know Razzcast. He know, you know, the old Short, you know what I'm saying? Like, he quoting niggas, you know what I'm saying? Like, he really know his homework. And he younger than me, so I'm just amazed when I see him, you know, do his thing.
How old are you?
I'm 23. He's 22. Both out of Gary. He represent Ivanhoe to the fullest. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where he from. That's where he grew up at. And that's my
man. Hold on, Frank. I got to put it out there now. I mean, you from Ivanhoe too now.
Right. I'm not saying it like that, but, you know, I left when I was, you know, 5 years old. You know, I didn't really grow up, you know what I'm saying, in Ivanhoe. I don't really remember everything, you know what I'm saying. Like, he was really raised in Ivanhoe. Now, I ain't forgot, you know what I'm saying. I know. I'm from Ivanhoe, too, you know what I'm saying. I ain't saying it like that.
Right.
But, for y'all don't know,
I gotta say it because I'm proud of him. Frank Thomas said, this is my little cousin, and I'm proud of him that he's doing his thing. You know, I'm very proud that he's, you know, going on trying to make this music thing crack, man. What you got next, Frank? It's hard to call you Frank Thomas when you know my name for you. So it's hard to call you Frank Thomas. So what you got going on next, man?
I already got my other mixtape done. It's coming in December. He coming right after me. Hopefully we're going to have like a video drop for like the whole little dope game thing or whatever, and we just going to take it back on the video. We going to show people how to make videos again, get the dominoes out, you know what I'm saying? My man going to have his 40s out, and we going to chill like it's the 90s.
I know I'm in the video, right?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely let you know, you know what I'm saying? When everybody comes through and have fun, you know what I'm saying? It's just chill.
Okay, that's what's up, man. I'm feeling that. That whole little thing, man, like I say, man, I'm proud of you. I'm glad you're doing your thing, man. Hey, keep up the good work, bro. Keep up the good work.
You know, I'm going to stay on it. This ain't going to be the last time you hear from me. I'm going to probably be out throughout Gary soon just hitting people with hard copies. I'm going to probably come down to Nap and whatnot, hit a couple other cities and just, you know, get it out there. So this ain't going to be the last time you hear from me. I ain't going to pop up and bounce.
So now,
hold on,
before you go, man. Let me ask you. You still doing the lane gear?
Yeah, I'm still doing that too. I'm still working on that too. That's why I'm trying to get the video so I can get people a visual of what's to come or whatever. Because people still be on it heavy. People still want it. I ain't been on it heavy, so I'm about to get on the heavy and just. I'm about to just.
I still ain't got my T-shirt yet. I've been waiting on my T-shirt. I ain't got a T-shirt. I ain't get a hat, nothing. I mean, every time I see you, you got the lame gear on. But every time I say hook your big cousin up or something, I ain't got no size to fit you. I mean, you can't be getting the mediums. I don't work out like you. I don't look like you, motherfucker. Hey, you need some 3Xs. All
right? No, I got some 3Xs right now. But I'm telling you, though, man,
Put me one up.
I got you. I'm saying, but even for people who be wanting these 3Xs, man, these they really big though. I want you to get one, and then you know it's really big on you too. So I try to, you know, keep it on a little fitting, in a little range where, you know, mostly everybody can fit into them. You know what I'm saying? But I got some 3Xs for you.
All right, that's what's up. I ain't gonna hold you up. I know you got things to do. I know y'all probably finna get back on the studio, man. But like I said, good day for you. Let everybody know I'm proud of you, bro.
All right, thanks, cuz, or whatever. It was nice of being on the phone with y'all. I'm loving the Corbin skit or whatever. I'm gonna be back next week to tune in for that too.
All right, that's what's up. All right, y'all. Frank Thomas.
Nice. Thank you, Frank Thomas.
All right, y'all be good.
Hey. All right, man, check this out, y'all. All right, man, we all right, check this out. We gonna put this We're going to put this skit. We're going to put it on our Facebook page, man. We want y'all to have people, hey, send people to it, let people know, hey, go to this skit. This shit is hella funny. You know what I'm saying? We doing our damn thing on here.
Y'all need to come out like the Boondocks, nigga.
Hey, I mean, if we trust me, if we can find the right connection, hey, we there. Mm-hmm. We there. We are on now.
That's what's up.
I mean, shit, trust me. We trying to incorporate everything. We trying to incorporate the show. We trying to incorporate everything into it. So, hey, I might be calling on some of y'all that, hey, I might need some voiceover. So, hey, I might be hitting y'all inbox. So, y'all need to get on sandcity.spruce.com. Check your inboxes. Make sure y'all looking on because, hey, I might be like, hey, I might need your voice or something.
Oh, I'm well, ready and willing whenever.
Yeah, but I could use you for a phone sex operator. I'm just saying. You got that type of voice.
You think so?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can use Janine Foles, Southern Belle. Not country she is. Wow. What you talking about?
You talking about me?
Yes, he is.
There y'all go. There you go. Right, I can use her as a Southern Belle. I see my girl Sunshine. I see my girl Sunshine. I see her on. I see her listening. Use her for one of the mean ass security guards.
You know what I'm saying? She fit that bill.
She gonna be. Hey, she gonna be the bouncer's partner.
Exactly. Now she be the motherfucker at the door collecting the money once you get past
right.
The bouncer.
Oh, chewing that damn gum and shit. Talking about next. Hurry the fuck up. I don't know.
Right.
You know,
shit all
it's always that one motherfucker that is mad at the world because she got to collect. Uh-oh. We just started some shit. Hey, baby, how you doing?
Yeah, I heard that shit y'all was talking. And it's funny.
She finna chop your head off.
I was just talking about you. I'm serious though, y'all. Y'all know in every club it's that one girl that's sitting there. She looking at y'all like y'all bitches getting on my nerves.
Popping that gum.
Right. I always got that gum popping. She looking at you, and she always got a security jacket on because she cold.
It's always one of them, man. I don't care what club you go to. It's always that girl at that damn front door at the register. Legging them up.
Right. They got an attitude. And she got the security jacket on because she cold. She mad that y'all won't get. Close the fucking door. Close the door. How the fuck we supposed to get in the fucking club if we don't open the fucking door?
Right.
She ain't said she wanted to be that one. She probably wanted to be the phone sex operator voice.
Always more.
Sunshine, I'm too mean to be a phone sex operator. Suck your dick. Nigga, I'll put this motherfucker pistol on your ass. Suck your dick. I wish I would suck your dick. Wait, man, she still on here? Oh, yeah, she is. She wants to put us on mute. So I can talk shit about her. Oh, man, can you... Hey, you can call Sunshine. Hey, what old boy on CB4 yet? She would not make you feel pleasant. I'm sorry. Listening to her, she would not make you feel pleasant. What? Yeah. I'm licking your balls.
I'm
what,
still
next,
here.
This is what I get when I call in. I gotta get bashed. I am not always mean and evil. I believe you.
I tell you what, Sunshine, that's a very nice profile pic you got up, I must admit.
Yes, it is.
This is a mic. I'm like, yes, it is. I'm just saying, Sunshine, I just can't picture you just being a phone sex operator.
I could.
See, you looking at the pig. See, you ain't listening to her voice. Oh, I guess looking at the pic, you can probably handle the voice, huh?
Hey, picture get my $1.99 a minute.
Oh, that's the picture I'm looking at.
What picture you looking at, Bobby?
I just went in my inbox and approved Janine's friend request.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I'm just saying. That's all. That's all.
Oh, shit. HLA. HLA. That's just me, huh?
What is HLA?
Nah, don't worry about it.
What is HLA? Put me on, please.
Well, I inbox you it.
Okay.
But like I said, so now everybody was feeling the clubbing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was funny.
Sunshine, hey, I ain't hear from you. Sunshine, was you feeling the clubbing?
No, it was funny.
Okay, that's what's up.
Hello.
Hold on, man. We got a new caller to the show. Caller, what's happening?
What up, dude?
Who Frank Nitty in the building.
Frank Nitty in the building, man. Nitty?
Nitty.
What's
Frank
up, dude?
Frank Nitty.
No. This is another Frank Nitty. I know what Frank Nitty this is. Frank, what's happening, dog?
What's going down with you?
Chilling. What's good with you, bro?
Shit, man. Hanging out. Listen to you.
That's what's up.
Listen, you do your thing.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, bro.
Yep.
So what's been going on with you, man?
Shit, what's the topic for tonight?
Oh, man, we've been wilding out, man. We aired a new comedy skit on the show, man. We were just trying to get some feedback on it. That's all.
Yeah.
Since you're the last person that called, what's on your mind, bro?
Shit. Thinking about some motherfucking, what y'all think about the Republican motherfucker?
Hey, are y'all allowed to come?
Sorry.
Well, yeah, we did this too late now. Well, yeah, we are.
My bad, FCC.
Nah, go ahead, man. You lost your first one on her.
Hey, what's up with the, y'all ain't talking about that shit, man, the Republican people?
Them
debates. How them people gonna be running your country next year?
I mean, if that's what you wanna talk about, then
I'm saying, what's y'all comments on that? Because they all retarded.
Well, I won't say they're retarded. The black dude, the brother, Herman Cain dude, I mean, he got a nice little plan going.
That 999,
that shit is good, man. That 999, we can use that.
That 999 is really 666.
How you figure that?
Oh, shit.
Turn it upside down.
Oh, no, man. It ain't like that, man. Oh,
yeah, man. Hey,
dude
was on TV the other day. And they asked him about the Muammar Gaddafi thing. He didn't even have an answer. He like, did Obama vote for it? He did, right? They like, nah, you supposed to, we can't tell you. We answer you the questions. You got to answer the question. You trying to be positive. What the hell wrong with you? Nah, dog, he's no good. Ain't none of them no good. None of them no good. It should be a landslide for my guy.
Well, I'm not going to even get into that one. I'm going to leave that alone.
Hold on. Now, granted, I'm gonna tell you like this, Frank. We here in Sin City, we're really not the debatable type people on here. But
okay.
Now,
okay.
Hold on. For all practical purposes, who is your guy? I mean, you are talking about Obama, right?
Yeah, Obama is my guy. It should be a landslide for my guy.
Now, Father Time, you been going on your thing for a minute. You got somebody that's willing to go with you. Go for it.
Okay, all right. We can rap a little bit. You say Obama is
what
your guy?
Yeah, that's
Obama,
my guy, man.
Got, right? Okay,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Now, Obama been in office, what, 3 years now, right?
Almost 3 years.
Has your life changed?
I'm good. Yeah, but he ain't did shit for me. I'm just saying,
that's
you know
my
why?
Point.
But hold
that's
up, hold
point,
up. But
right?
You know
yeah.
why? You know the
why?
Reason, though, right?
Why?
He can't get shit passed because the damn Republicans, they just say no. Whatever you want to do is no, no, no. It's some
okay,
shit
now.
That they hold up. It's some shit that they thought of, and he said, you know what? I'm gonna do it. But when he tried to say it, they said, nah, nope. We was mistaken on that last time, so nope, we not gonna do it. They just say no
okay.
to everything this man tried to do.
Let me respond to you now. Hold on. Whose fault is that? How did the Republicans get control of the House and the Senate?
It was the Tea Party.
We didn't
fault.
Vote, right? Because we didn't vote.
Yeah.
didn't vote.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on that one.
Same
you're right.
That's the whole ticket. You know,
so,
even when the Democrats did own the House and the Senate with a black president, he still didn't get shit passed. So what's that for?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because niggas, hey, we ain't doing it. We got to get out there. We can talk all day. If you ain't hitting that box, I mean, you ain't, it ain't going to get no power. Like the people, all them people that's out there who talking about the Occupy
I don't
Wall
feel
Street.
Good. Please be quiet.
You know what I mean?
Say it again, bro.
All them people that's on the Occupy Wall Street. It's millions of them people. If they not going to go vote, they not going to change nothing. They just out there messing up other people's businesses because now people can't go shop. If I own a shop and all them people in front of my shop and I can be down for them, you can't even come spend money with me, so now my shit going to get closed down because I ain't making no money. You feel what I'm saying? Only way they going to change something if they can go vote, right?
Right. But
the Tea Party people, they went and voted, and they put all them Republicans in. But now the Republicans, they trying to get their ass out right now because they like, nah, this ain't what we voted for. You know what I mean? So they got fucked in the game, too.
Well, let me get back on your boy Obama. Now, you tell me, you said Obama, that's the guy. Apparently to you, Obama's doing a great job, right?
Nah, he ain't doing, he can't do nothing. He got good ideas.
Okay, well, he's doing a better, in your opinion, is he doing a better job than Bush?
Of course.
Of course. Okay, then let me ask you a question. Why right around election time, all these people leaving him? Why is that?
Obama people?
Yeah. Half the staff is leaving at the end of the year. Why is that?
He probably getting rid of their ass.
Oh, he's getting rid of them. You don't think they're leaving
getting rid of them? I don't think the ship is sinking, man. Because I look at who he's up against. He's happy. He that dude is not worried about nothing, man. Those people
well,
are.
You're right. You shouldn't be. You're right.
They need somebody else. There's nobody that can debate that man. Mitt Romney could probably debate him, but Mitt Romney will lose too. And the Republicans don't even want Mitt Romney.
All the rest of them,
Obama would eat them alive. So he got nothing to be worried about, bro.
Okay, listen to me. I agree with everything you just said.
Hold on for a second.
I agree with everything you just said. I don't think there's a Republican that could beat him in an election. I just know it. I don't think none of those guys are good enough. I mean, Keynes 999 is a pretty good-ass plan. Y'all should read up on that, because that helps everybody.
It's flat for everybody, right?
It's 999 for everybody.
Everybody
paying the same amount.
That means we'll pay more tax on anything that we buy, another 9%. We get how much are we getting taxed now? We get taxed more than 9%?
Well, right now, it depends on what bracket you in.
Yeah.
This plan doesn't call for a bracket.
It's
this plan is saying everybody gonna get taxed the same amount, and I don't see nothing wrong. I think that's a good idea. Ain't nobody gonna be complaining about taxes no more, cause everybody paying
yeah.
the same amount.
Yeah, that could be
ain't
good.
Ain't nothing wrong
with
that's a great ass plan.
But
well,
it just
right,
say, what if you making, if I'm making $30,000 a year, and you making $1 billion a year, how is that fair? I'm paying 9%.
I'm struggling. You making $1 billion. You paying 9%.
But he's still paying more than you. He's paying 9% of $1 billion. He's paying 9% of 30,000.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on, hold on. Hold on. Can I say something? Can I say something here? So, I understand y'all debating. Hey, very good. I mean, Father Time, you finally got a chance to go with somebody. As far as all these political people.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
There you go. Because they all the same. Because they all the same. Fuck them.
I ain't mad at you, man. I ain't mad at you at all. I don't think Obama's doing a great job. I don't want to see him in there for another 4 years. I'm sorry, I don't.
Who's your alternative?
I don't want no Republican in there, so I'm going to vote for Obama again. Just so the Russians don't get in there. But I would prefer to see somebody else doing it. He ain't doing it for me.
This old Uncle Ruckus ass motherfucker here. Who's the alternative?
I'm going to go with Obama because I don't like the alternative.
Hey, Hillary
so
beat
my vote again.
Hey, Hillary beat the N16.
Hey, I'm going to vote for Kane. I like the 999 plan. I think it's beautiful. Y'all
go ahead and vote for Kane then, man.
That's
Uncle Ruckus for you. Because that nigga said you brainwashed
that,
anyway.
I ain't got nothing to do with brainwashed, man. You gotta let
that
people know what these people
said you
brainwashed, man. You can't just vote for the man because he's black. You gotta know what he's talking about.
I'm not. He's better than all the alternatives, though.
And I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
So we should be landsliding, all right?
He should win. He should win.
Exactly.
I don't think he is. I think the Republicans gonna beat him. But
who?
He should win. Whoever gets the nomination, man, as long as it's not Taylor, a Republican got a chance to beat him, man. Obama's losing his base.
They did Herman Cain dirty, man. When that dude was at the top of his game, you see what they did to him.
They drug him down.
They don't want him to win. You know what I mean? They don't want that man in the White House. So he ain't even gonna get the nomination because they don't want him in. He a black Republican, the president? Nah, they ain't having that
I
shit.
I agree with you. That's why he won't get the nomination.
Unless he do got standards and black people come to his, but he didn't diss the black people though. He like fuck you if you broke. He like Ronald Reagan if you broke. It ain't my fault. It's your fault. Go get a motherfucking job. You be looking for a job for 6 months. You've been looking for a job for 6 months and can't find a job. It's my fault. I ain't just sitting on my ass. I'm looking for a job every day. Oh, it's still your fault. You should be able to find a job. I'm living. Ain't no jobs. Okay, ain't no jobs where I'm living at. It's still my fault. Now my kids are starving. Everybody hungry. You want to get on TV and say, nah, fuck you. It's your fault. Get off your ass and go get a job. That's some bullshit. When Obama, on the other hand, is like, you know what? I'm going to help you out. You got school loans you need to pay for, I'm going to help you out. I'm going to give you unemployment checks. I'm going to extend that shit. I'm doing anything I can to help you. I'm trying to get jobs moving. If you in that community with no job, I'm trying to hook you up, but the Republicans are saying, no, I can't do it. Now, that's some bullshit right there. If motherfuckers for the American people, Republican or Democrat, if this man got a job plan to get jobs out there, why would you say no? That's politics for you. So the shit can be so fucked up where the people will be like us. Like you said, Obama ain't did shit. He ain't did shit. He can't do shit because they won't let him do shit, so you don't vote for his ass. And on that note, he ain't did a lot of shit. Every president never do a lot of shit on their first term that they want to do because they want to get reelected. Now, once he get reelected, he going to go ham on their ass. He going to do everything. He going to go ham on their ass. And I bet you the Democrats going to take the House. So he gonna have all that shit on that second term. Mark my words.
That's what's up.
Now on that note, I just shut them all down on that shit. But you know, we can switch things.
Oh,
on.
You shut me down, dog. You shut me down. I let you make your point.
I made my point.
I mean, hey, like I say, I agree with some of the things you said. Some of the things you said, I don't agree with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hey, in my opinion,
you
know, Obama ain't the man for me.
Because
he ain't the dog. You know what I'm saying? His people need him, man. They deserve a sinking ship, man.
Them people are probably bringing them down, and he like, fuck that, you gotta go.
Nah, these is boys, man. I mean, his best friend left him. I mean, he going back to school. And bounced.
Right.
The same
weapon right.
that he hooped with at the White House. Bounced on him. That's his man.
Who's that, Ron?
Nah, I can't remember the brother's name, but he a brother.
Illinois. I don't know that.
Like I say, man, the
easy
zone. You know what I mean?
All right, I'm Big Dog.
Dog.
Yo. What up, though,
okay,
man? What were we on next?
Sorry,
yeah,
I'm distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
I was looking at. I'm sorry, man. I was looking at the. I was looking at my Sin City Down Spruce page, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got a little distracted. I got to looking at the pictures. Oh, no. What's
right,
going down, man?
Nothing, man. I had to get that off my chest. What's the next issue? Are y'all going to take another caller, man?
No, actually, I was still trying to figure out Sunshine being this, before we so rudely interrupted. Well, not rudely, but I'll try to figure out Sunshine being this motherfucking, working for this net, these phone sex lines.
The phone sex lines? What's up with the phone sex line?
Yeah, that's what Sunshine came in at. She was supposed to work on these phone sex lines. Sunshine,
yeah, she gonna,
I already know. Sunshine,
she gonna get your phone.
Yeah, I'm here.
Sunshine gonna get your phone cut off fucking with them phone sex lines. That shit hired a bitch.
Nah. But I'm gonna tell you, as soon as she answers the phone, I already know what she gonna say to you. Hello. She gonna look back and.
What's your name, fine motherfucker?
Hiya.
shit, boy.
Hold on, man. You saying Sunshine can't do it? Sunshine, I want you to say. What's up, baby, in your sexiest voice?
There you go, see? I
got your back, so I ain't going to say it.
No, he's telling the truth, but that's funny. I thank you for that, man.
See, I told
him. He's telling the truth.
Now, like I said, we're going to have her that mean-ass bouncer. She going to be sitting next to the bouncer. She going to be that mean-ass lady like, hey, either you coming in or out. She going to be the one to pat the women down. Hey, no, this bitch got a blade. I see the blade. I did it. Oh, you first, bitch.
Hey, can Sunshine hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, Sunshine. So you do the phone sex thing, huh?
No.
So who's doing the phone sex thing?
Brother do the phone sex thing.
Who?
Brother do the phone sex thing.
Butter?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, give him your phone sex voice.
My phone sex voice?
Now, brother, check this out. We got Frank Nitti on here.
Trying to
keep Frank Nitti on the line for a minute, right?
Okay.
All right. So now, give us your best. What would you say to keep him on the line?
Oh man, I'm all being.
Oh, they done
wet.
Queued up the music.
Pussy wet and dripping. You sound sexy than a motherfucker. What's going on?
Talk to you, man.
Shorty's in the living room. I had to shoot him away real quick, man. Y'all kids get the fuck out of here now. You need a troll for that. Get the fuck out of here. I'm busy.
All right, now we back to her. All right, wait a minute. We got to start the music back over now. We got to cue the music.
Hey. Hey, now, ain't that used to be like, you'd be like, yeah, go ahead and taste it. What it tastes like.
Mm. Oh, you asking me what it tastes like?
Yeah.
Mm. I'm dreaming it tastes like a big chocolate fudge bar. Melting.
That's what your
mouth.
Pussy tastes like?
Mm. No, that my pussy?
Exactly.
Tastes like buttercream, baby.
Damn, buttercream, huh?
Mm-hmm. You like buttercream?
Big dog, you ain't finna get me like that, big dog. Hey, man, I ain't got nothing to do with this, man. I'm getting wet. You talk to her and get wet.
You like buttercream, daddy?
Lily, she's talking to you.
You
yeah,
nervous,
baby,
daddy?
I love that buttercream, baby.
Don't be nervous, daddy.
Y'all gonna put this on y'all comedy skit. Hey, what the hell are you playing in the background?
Good.
I feel real good, baby.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make you feel real good.
Let me go to my Frank Nitti voice there.
Okay, that's what's up.
Go on, bounce that motherfucking ass. Play with them motherfucking lips down below.
They clapping already.
Good job. Give you an A plus for that one.
Thank you. Oh, I paid.
Okay, now. You need to get that buttercream up out you. Go and do your climax for me. Let me hear how that sound. For Big Daddy.
For real?
For real.
For real? Oh, shit. Oh.
Is it creamy?
Oh, yeah, Daddy. Oh, shit. This motherfucker right now. Oh. Oh.
Now go ahead and taste it. Do it taste like buttercream?
Delicious.
Now how much would that cost a nigga when you call it? You at $59.99 already, lady.
Already,
right, y'all. Hey, that's about a bitch. You at $59.99 right now. Stan City needs this money, baby. Damn. We need our money, baby. Hey, you at $59.99. We say, Cyrus.
That's
what.
$59.99.
That's the first minute. Shit, I got my EBT card. She can run it all day. Fuck it. Now you know that's double. Now you know that's
now,
a double.
Yeah. That's naturally. But you know what? What's her name?
Butter.
Mhm. Butter.
Yeah.
I think I know you, buddy. You from the East Side? Hey, I used to work at Cinnabon, butter, in Lafayette Square Mall.
What?
That boy said, I know that.
Do you know me? Do you know me?
Oh Lord.
Hell motherfucking nah.
I used to work at Lafayette Square Mall too, so
what was that? 2008? I was a manager at Cinnabon. Hey, man, I used to take this chick named Butter. Are you brown-skinned and thick than a motherfucker?
I am, but that wasn't me.
Okay. You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I wasn't.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Look at old Frank. Frank the mall.
Hey,
Hey, Fred. I was when I used to be manager, I had this chick named Butter. I take her to the back room at 8 and I give her a box of Cinnabons and it's all, nigga. Not bullshit.
That wasn't me. Mm-mm.
And a motherfucking shake, nigga. Hey, but what Butter needs to
man,
hype your business up? To hype your business?
To hype my business up, what I need, tell me. You need that motherfucking where they can see you. You know what I mean? Not just over
the
phone.
We got a webcam. You gotta go to SpeedSqueeze.com, bro.
But it's not the web for her business. It's the IM chat shit.
Whoa!
Okay. Don't give out too much information, huh? Don't give out too much information, huh?
What's up? Where my bounce is? Sunshine, he fucking up. Well, maybe put my bounce on you, Nitty. Well, maybe put my bounce on you.
All right, I'm sorry, y'all. I ain't going to give out too much information. That was a really good job there, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, the kid's still talking about, Daddy, can we come back in the living room now? Hey, y'all go home, go to bed.
Hey, look, they trying to send me in my bedroom. Talk about, could you just go in your room? You want to play the game? I'm like, what the hell?
Oh,
I'm like, I'm watching your shit, Southern Anarchy. I can't even get into it.
God damn. Well, only in Sin City will we have sections like this.
And I hope this shit ain't on F. Is this shit on FM? My fucker like, how y'all hear that nigga? I know that voice. Then you know how
well,
to. You
know,
know
one thing. You got a whole lot of motherfuckers that ain't going to Cinnabon no fucking more.
Hey,
damn.
I need another Cinnabon again.
Hey, fam. Right in the back. Right on the motherfucking dough, nigga.
Now let's see. That Cinnabons, I don't eat grapes from stores no more. That nigga fucked everything up for me.
There.
I ain't
looking at that. These city is inquisitive. Now you know what the fuck not to eat.
I never been looking at the Cinnabon the same. You want a Cinnabon? Hell no. Frank Nitty go, I don't know what that white stuff is. Frank Nitty go, what
it is. Hey, Butter was in that motherfucker. That's what that white stuff is. Shit. Damn.
And you know what? And I swear to you, if a bitch ever asks me, do you want any buttercream? Bitch, I'll choke you.
She got that buttercream.
What do you want on your cake? Ice and a buttercream, bitch.
I got buttercream.
Ain't nothing wrong with buttercream.
Whatever.
Ain't nothing at all. It's delicious.
Ain't nothing wrong with that buttercream, sir.
Ain't nothing wrong.
I bet it ain't.
That shit probably delicioso.
Exactly.
Look at exactly. You sounded like your name now, exactly. Yeah.
That's what's up.
All right, man. How y'all feel at home and fucking babysitting?
We ain't babysitting your own kids, man.
Man, well, Frank, check all the baby. Hey,
it's one of them here that ain't mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well. All right,
you
then,
said
yeah. I said, no, you can't be babysitting if they're your own, but you said one of them ain't yours,
You know when it's only your kids, they behave. But when they got company, wow. They wild the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's when you got to give them that ass whoop. Mm-hmm. You give them that ass whooping, then you look at that little one, the one that ain't yours, like, you know you next.
Right.
But daddies don't whoop, though.
What?
Right? Daddies don't whoop, man.
No.
Capital punishment,
yeah,
man.
Do you think whooping is more than mental, or mental just fuck your kids up?
Nah, me personally, I agree with you, because, I mean, I feel like if I yell loud enough, shit, they going to stop.
But that's damn near, like, mental, though, right?
Like,
hey, you do that, you know what I mean? But then you really don't even do that unless they piss you the fuck off.
Right,
but
you pretty much let you,
you pretty much do what
let
the hell
you get away with murder.
Get away with murder.
Just kicking in the throat,
check this out, y'all.
Damn,
check this out. Damn, my throat. Check this out, y'all. We Hey, I'm in the chat room, man. I'm at sincity.spruce.com. I'm in the chat room. Anybody care to join me? Come on, let's get in the chat room. Let's have a little fun. Oh, dog, for the record, Sunshine, we're talking about the chat room. I'm just going to let you know that now.
What happened?
Sunshine, I've been talking about the chat room. She's like, I hope y'all fix that old ragged-ass chat room. Oh. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to bust her out.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah, I did.
Sunshine said that.
She ain't scared to let y'all know. She ain't scared.
Hey, girl, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
You know I don't like that word, right?
Oh, Lord. It's
now, come on, baby. We got all the good fun now. Don't get upset.
And besides, I was talking to my man.
Who was talking to your cool ass nigga?
What's up, big dog? You talking to me?
No. Oh, my bad.
Well, check this out, y'all. We coming to the end of the show, man. As usual, y'all know, as of late, they've been kicking us off this motherfucker, so they ain't really been letting us
go to business
like we normally do.
We need to end that motherfucker with a climax from butter.
Look at him. He can't even look at margarine no more. Frank Nitty, you ain't last words for us, man, before we get off there.
Fuck all y'all niggas. I want to hear climax come. I mean, butter come.
Exactly.
All right, my last words. I'm on the bed, man. I want to hear that.
All right, well, we'll see what we can do.
Jergens and paper towels.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
God damn. All right, moving on. Today, what's up, baby? You ain't got quiet on us again. Today? Man, they fell asleep.
I have not fell asleep.
Well, look here, I've been here the whole time.
She's multitasking.
Hey, man, what you doing?
Yes, I'm doing some things.
Mm-hmm. I know it.
I'll be on Sin City in a minute.
That's what's up.
As soon as I get done.
Okay. Sassy.
Oh,
all right, brother, you got any last words, baby?
I enjoyed myself tonight. I missed y'all. And I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay, that's what's up, baby. That's what's up. All right, Sunshine, baby. Any last words for us?
By the time when I see you in my hood again, I got some words for your ass.
Man, what'd I do? I didn't even do nothing.
Fucking with me.
Oh, shit.
Cast toasted. His ass the first one on the list.
Say what, man?
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
Tell her again, brother. Tell her again.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
What?
I don't want you to be scared. I want you to be cautious.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Nah, nigga, recognize the G in me.
Yeah, whatever. We in the chat room. I'll let your boy, Sunshine. We in the chat room. All right, bud. You got any last words, man?
Hold on, man. DCDotSpoons.com. God damn.
Everybody's getting violent nowadays, man.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
All right, y'all. Check it out, man. Hit us up. Please, y'all. Join us tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel. Hit us up, sincity.spruce.com. We in the chat room. Like I said, man, thank y'all for all the little positive things y'all said about the new skit we got going. Hopefully next week we have another one for y'all, even funnier than this week. All right, y'all. You know how we do it.